Gene Fink has been on the school board since 1976, with a one-term break in there somewhere. The District 7 member says her reason for not seeking re-election is simple.
Well, I'm tired. I just turned 69 a couple weeks ago, and, you know, it's just, I guess, wearing on me that all the running around and just tired.
Four of the five board seats up for re-election this year will be taken by new people. Fink says it's time for a change on the board, which she says has completed a lot during her tenure.
I think one of our real accomplishments is the way we've always kept the taxes in check. We have very seldom had to raise taxes, and, you know, I'm kind of proud that we were able to do that.
Fink will be replaced by Cynthia Ann Falls, who was a teacher at two Pittsburgh high schools from 1992 to 2010. District 5's Teresa Colese will also not be returning.
The reason I've chosen not to run again is, first of all, I've done three terms now. That's 12 years. And my children are grown and have moved on as well. And I think it's time for a new change, you know, fresh blood, so to speak, to carry on the torch, new ideas, people with more energy.
Colese says even though she'll be leaving her post, she will continue to follow the school board's work.
I mean, you don't put 12 years of your life into something and then walk away and never look back. I mean, that's just not the way by nature we are. What I'd like to see is the board continue to move forward with the work we've done.
That work, she says, will further propel the district forward.
In the 12 years that I've been on this board, we've done a great deal of work, and I don't think that most people have realized how much and how far we've come. We have the Pittsburgh Promise. We have Excellence for All. We have have our evaluation system that's unbelievable for our teachers. This is stuff that I'd love to see continue.
But Colese says the work of the board is not easy. There are numerous challenges, including one that isn't necessarily unique to Pittsburgh: funding.
Hopefully, with change of government, I mean, you know, you have that possibility that the new board will try very hard to get their money back from the state, or at least to get some new funding from the state. You know, hopefully with some real innovative ways of doing things, they can financially become solvent again.
Colese does have some words for incoming board members.
God bless you, and I hope your family's there for you, because you won't see them a lot.
Colese will be replaced on the school board by Terry Kennedy. She's the president of the PTSA at Kappa and active in several education organizations. Floyd Skip McRae has held the District 9 seat since 2001. As he prepares to leave his post, he also has some advice for new board members.
Run. No. keep an open mind. There's going to be a lot of things you like, a lot of things you don't like, but just keep the kids in mind and keep an open mind.
McRae echoes Colese and Fink in hoping the future of the district comes with solutions to funding issues.
I want to see us get out of the hole. Hopefully we can get the money back from the city that they've been collecting. But then again, that was legislated by the state. Believe it or not, we had very little control. The state legislators had a lot more control over the school board than we did.
McRae will be replaced by Carolyn Klug, a retired teacher who has worked for the Western Pennsylvania School for Blind Children and Pittsburgh Public Schools. Back to Jean Fink, she says she's looking forward to more free time and spending more time with her kids, grandkids, and great-grandkids.
It's been a pleasure to serve all these years. I've seen a lot of educational programs come and go, a lot of superintendents come and go. Some were better than others. we've just, it's been an interesting ride, and I've always tried to make sure that we had the schools that the children in this city deserved.
The other school board member not returning is District 1's Shireen Sheely, who has served only one term. She'll be replaced by Sylvia Wilson, who recently retired as assistant to the president of the Pittsburgh Federation of Teachers. Only District 3's Thomas Sumpter will be returning to his seat. I'm Deanna Garcia, 90.5 WESA News.